It's the Dude with Ralph Show. I say it's the Dude. The Dude. The Dude. It's the Dude with Ralph Show.
I love talking about reality shows. Sports. About top of the world.
I'm just crazy.
Culture. You know,
I'm just a wild and crazy girl.
I talk about whatever goes off the top of.
I don't give a fuck. If you have something in it, you have to go to motherfucking sleep.
I might not sound as intelligent.
I
About Donald Sterling. Man, it's getting crazy. It's like a circus. I mean, you're not even safe. You can't trust nobody. You can't have nobody in your home. People can't set you up. People are out there to set you up to make you lose your career, your lifelong career, everything. It's crazy. Something going on.
Y'all got to be doing something. And she don't look at all that. To me, look like she had about 2, 3, 4 motherfucking face jobs. I mean, look at it. Oh, she's with a face all stewed up and cheeks is all poking out. But anyway, she's a high-priced pussy and got pissed off with a married man and then set him up. And they said, oh, over 100 hours of, you know, fucking information and stuff, man. Evil people do shit. That's all I was in there. Going up on this heifer on my Facebook page. Evil people do stuff. These are evil spirited people. They do fucked up things. They do. And then when they come back and bite them in their ass, then they won't have the nerve to have an attitude. No. You did it, motherfucker bitch. I just ain't forgot. You did it. I just ain't forgot. Don't even want to hear the word nigga. Get mad when you heard nigga. You know how many white people that came up to me and get mad at me for saying the word nigga? A whole lot. So, I mean, that's how the man feel. That's how the man feel. Who cares? I know he's salty, though. And you probably been going there for, I don't know what, some 30-odd-some years? All because a wretched-ass female fucked up your career. I mean, he is 80 years old. How much longer is he going to be alive? That man might be, he might croak over and die tomorrow. Shit, you never know. It's old ass. Miss Khloe Kardashian. Boy, she got over Lamar. Quick! Them Kardashians don't play. I heard she fucking around with French Montana. Nice looking rapper. I like his songs too. I don't like all his songs. I like a couple of them songs. I think he got a nigga song or something. Yeah, man. Now, when you get married, they say, to death do you part, through thick and thin. Said, fuck it, this nigga got a drug habit. I'm at it. Voicing his ass. That's why I say I thought it was kind of odd. When the show came on, and he was talking about how his daddy was on crack, and he didn't like his daddy, and he had issues with his father, but yet and still, you getting high with your little white boyfriend in the bathroom, hauled up in the bathroom. I've been hearing a lot of people talking about how Floyd's going to lose, how this is the one, this is the guy that's going to lose. But I don't believe it. And let's move on. Everybody started hearing arguments. And I run on each other's hair and shit, talking shit on the ground, the shit out of each other's hair, you know what I'm saying? And this dude out of nowhere just starts beating up on one of the girls. I'm like, whoa, what the fuck? I'm like, all y'all niggas is gonna stand around and watch this shit happen? Do I have to go flip my goddamn cape on and be Captain Save-A-Hole? Goddamn, I motherfucked up a long time ago. So I don't know how these niggas ain't shit standing around watching this man be up on this damn girl to come to find out that he fucked your old lady friend and their neighbors. So you like watching these girls fight and look stupid out here? That just made me wonder, like, I know niggas that used to live right next to a bitches and go over there and fuck her, and this is, you serious? And you wonder why a motherfucker is gay. Cheating on me, especially right next up, right up under me, right, you know what I'm saying? This bitch might be talking to me every day, all day. Ooh, Lord. That'll make a bitch 38 hot. I promise, 38 hot. And you wonder why people get killed out here. And you wonder why. Well, I heard over this cop, kids get popped off. But Chicago, man, it's ridiculous. I couldn't imagine. I could not live that lifestyle. I could not imagine living in the hood like that. Now, I've lived in the hood before up in Florida. I ain't never come out the house. I went out the house and go, I didn't associate with nobody. I stayed to my motherfucking self. I knew. I heard all night long. Damn, you out there living. You just can't get up and move. That's what I'd be like. I'd be promoting, get the fuck out the neighborhood. Move, shit. Set the National Guard up there. They need to put a cop station where all the gang activity or shooting is at. That's what they need. Instead of cops patrolling once in a blue moon or waiting till somebody gets shot, they need to put a fucking subs, motherfucker. That's what it needs to be, because I've been seeing young ladies, the lady that's promoting against violence shit just got shot. I don't like getting no names or nothing like that, because I'm scared of copyright infringement stuff. Times have changed. Yes, it is. Occasions today are just turned off on black people. That's why you got Donald Sterling out there denouncing black people. That's why you got these cats out here shooting these black kids, blowing and shooting them dead in their face. Help the situation when they seeing all these kids out here acting a fucking fool, acting like motherfucking savages. Man, get it together. It's not cool. It's not a good look on the whole race. A few of y'all issues and problems, they taking on the people. They don't even fuck around and do nothing. I'm cool with the motherfucker. I can get along with anybody. I can talk to anybody. The President of the United States was sitting right here. I can have a conversation with that man. I may be cussing. I might be dropping a few F-bombs that I don't consciously, know. But, damn. I'm going to pray for my community. I'm going to pray for my race of people. That's the only thing we can do is pray for them, because and they ain't out here asking them not to fight for stuff. Trying to find Putin for, trying to take over Ukraine, man. I don't even know what to say about that shit. All I know, I'm scared of World War III. That's all I know. Fuck is going on. As much as I can stand to watch the shit on TV, I know there's some white motherfuckers out there. Invite me to your shelter if some shit goes down. What's the pop off between Russia and United States? Them smart motherfuckers got all kind of nuke stuff. Nuke this, nuke that, nuke your mama, nuke your daddy. They got some huge shit. Ain't shit gonna be here. Oh Lord. Like Walking Dead. My doctor's appointment today. Went to my doctor's appointment. And man, I was in there telling the nurse how they were about to, because they clean my port out every month. And I was telling the nurse how when I got this breast, my left breast taken off, what I told my doctor, the surgeon. Out for about 20 years. Almost a year. I've been gay for almost 20 years. If I were rich or something, I'd have got these motherfuckers cut the fuck off anyway. Right? So me catching cancer in my boobs, I'm an ordeal, but at the time, it was a blessing in disguise. I tell you, because I had some big old tits. I'm not gonna lie, used to hit me in my face.
was huge. You know what I'm
saying? Them motherfuckers. When I was training all for boxes and shit, man, them motherfuckers.
All in my eye.
Hit me all up in my fucking face. I mean, I was ready for them sap suckers.
Yeah,
and when I was sick, it seemed like they grew even more. Must have been a tumor, because the tumor was on his right breast. I woke up. Saw a goddamn big ass tumor about this big in my breast. Over. Get canceled 9 times out of 10. I think it's just how it happened. Or it was just there and lay dormant until I got into one of my friends at the club. He kept poking me in my chest. He must activate some shit. You know what I'm saying? And I'm glad he did, because it was just sitting there. I guess at one time it probably would have went all throughout my motherfucking body, man. I'd have been ate up. You know how niggas be saying, oh, yo, ate up. I thought about suicide every time I showed this. So I'm telling you, anybody out there that got cancer, that's going through cancer, breast cancer, any kind of cancer, baby, keep your head up. I am a true survivor. I had my days, you know what I'm saying? I had my days where I just didn't even want to be here, to tell you the truth. You know? I didn't know what to do. I was like, oh my God, this shit all through my body. I don't know what I'm going to do. I was by myself. I had some disrespectful, ingrate ass children around me. They didn't help at fucking all. I swear to God, it didn't. They hateful ass. That's why I'm in this motherfucker by myself now. You feel me? But yeah, man, it was hard. I went through like 6 months of, I know I get off about what I told the doctor. I'll get back to that. 2-3 months of radiation treatment. I don't know which was worse. At the end of the radiation treatment, burning. It internally burned. Not like a burn. You feel burned. No, this was an internally burn where it just burned and hurt and ached at towards the end of my session. I was almost done, you know. Oh man, my skin peeled all off. All this was like white. I had to keep putting ointment on it. Man, I was miserable. I had dropped weight just like that. I looked like a motherfucking crackhead. I swear to God. I was looking sick, weak, sweating purple. I had to learn how to walk again. My joints, everything hurt. Only thing that I liked about when I did my chemo, when I did it when I went to the hospital, is they gave you some shit to make your ass high the motherfucker. I ain't gonna lie. I was sitting there, blow! And that feeling lasted a good, because you know, you can't get no motherfucking hospital, though. That shit is off the chain, Jay. I didn't know I was covered to going, Jack. I ain't gonna lie. But after that, and after a couple of days, that's when that sick man, I was sick. I knew it was under the poison they were putting in me. So because they don't tell you what you can't eat or what you shouldn't do. It's pretty much they tell you how to keep you alive, and the rest of the shit is on you. You gotta, you know, go on and fuck internet, man, and find shit. That's what I did. I'm like, I almost happened this motherfucking dad because I ain't have no book on telling me what to eat. Now, so anyway, I tried some ice cream one time. You talking about a crazy sight. I took like a couple, I want some ice cream. Bad. No, I had fat girl problems, man. You know, my appetite was gone. So I ate the ice cream, and night 10 minutes went by, and my stomach was going bloop, threw up a big foam of white shit. It was this bitch, you know, it freaking me out. I was like, kind of like, whoa, you know what I'm saying? It was like big bubbles of white shit just coming out. I mean, that milk, it was fucking that milk up. Anyway, yeah, man, that was a crazy ordeal. I talk anybody that have cancer, man, I never thought I'd get. My mom passed that. My mom passed away from cancer. It's in my genes. So, get checked. It's a test. It's called the, my damn doctor told me today. I think it's called the BRAC. The BRAC test, B-R-A-C-C. Shooting DNA or some cancer gene or something in your body. And I had that. And thank God they found it because I ain't had shit. I wasn't working. I wasn't doing nothing. You know what I'm saying? And I was able to get Medicaid. If I wasn't able to get Medicaid, I wouldn't be talking to you guys right now. If I wasn't able to get Medicaid, I'd be one dead sister. Yep. You know, government ain't too bad. I'm here, still kicking it. I mean, I have my days. You know what I'm saying? Some days I feel like I can't. I don't even want to get out of bed. I just feel like this. I ain't got no energy. It just takes away energy. But I've been out from my cancer treatment now for 2 years. And my legs are starting to feel better. I don't feel the numbing and picking and that fucking prickly feel my feet more. It's a horrible thing. Anyway, let's move on. I went back to what I told the doctor. So I just want to get y'all speed up to that point. You know, because he didn't want to take it off. I was left with one breast for almost a year. And almost lost my goddamn mind. One fucked me all up. I was fucked up. Shit. But at all that, all we taking out, breast, and that's it. I went through that by myself. You can't tell me I ain't a hard motherfucker, man. I went through that shit by myself. Yes, sir. So you can't tell me shit. You having a bad day? They going through. Especially when you was living up there, living good, eating good. You can't have no bad day. Find a way to have a good day, man. I'm just saying. It's not, you know, life is too short. That's what I learned. Because I was out there, wow, knocking motherfuckers out. You couldn't tell me shit. All clean. I chilled out a lot. I have chilled out a lot. Fucking everything ain't dead down. I have chilled out a lot. After that ordeal, yes, I have. I'm just now getting back to me a little bit. I don't want all the other shit, but I was out there, Jack. I ain't gonna lie. That shit calmed me down. Anyway, so he took one breast off, so I walk around with one breast, man, 6 months. So I had to think about it. I had 6 months to think about it, because at first when I talked to him about taking it off, he wasn't the doctor wasn't going for it. He was like, oh, I don't think Medicaid will cover it. So just use the prosthetic. I'm thinking, what the fuck is a prosthetic? How do you give a prosthetic for a goddamn titty? You know what I'm saying? So I didn't want to fuck. I ain't handicapped. So I wasn't, and with my bra, I just stuffed it with motherfuckers with anything. I stuffed that motherfucker with socks, bra. It's all in the back of your life, big, but my, so I'm talking to him, that motherfucker be way up here. I'm like, oh, shit. Hey, it's something there wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with your bra, man. Like, hey, it's so embarrassing. Yeah. So, I bet I said, Doc, I got pecs. I was like, I'm happy I made it. And I knew I had to. I knew he took that titty off. I was happy. I'm telling you, I was happy. I said, Doc, I made it. I said, I got pecs. That motherfucker looked at me. He said, no, Ms. Barbie. You have breath. I said, no. Did you see some breath? I don't say shit. These patch motherfuckers. Shit. Ain't no breath going on here. So I'm thinking like, whenever I get my port taken out, I'm going to get me some tattoos here. It don't look bad at all. I thought they're going to look all crazy. You know how you see some people have surgery, and it's all bubbled up and gross and thick looking. It's just scarred up real bad. Mine is not like, my scar is not like that. It ain't scarred up, it's like a little slit. That's it. It's a little slit, and that's it. I got pecs, motherfucker. I get enough viewers on here, I might take my shirt off one day. just to show you. A bitch can't live without titties. And believe it or not, they have their breasts removed. Stud. They don't want no titties. They gonna have removed. They have reconstruction surgery where they put nipples on it and shit. I don't have no nipples. I look like motherfucking Barbie doll. Because you know what? I look at these scars and I know I survived. I'm a anybody. You can do it. You can do it, baby. You got you sick? Keep your head stay alive and stay positive. Positivity helped me a lot, because if I wasn't positive, I'd be crazy, probably dead, probably flipped out. There's a lot of things I want to do, but I know I was about to die. So, that's some crazy shit I was about to do, and thank God none of it transpired. I'm still here. And I stay positive. I try to stay positive. I really do. And I try to stay away from negative-ass people. Negative-ass people, negativity is stress, and that is not good for the body. That's all my doctor kept telling me. She said, Didi, keep spirits up. Keep your spirits up. Because your body and sick, you know what I'm saying? So I try not to think about dying. And if I did, I was like, you know what? If I die, I die. It's my time. That I was at that point. I don't think that way now. But as fuck, man, if I die, I die. I'm going to enjoy it every fucking day. I'm going to just, you know, just go nowhere. And I say, you know, some of you rich motherfuckers that get sick, they can go travel, go do, stay here. I didn't even have cable at that time. I didn't even have cable, man. I'm telling you, it was rough. I had a roof over my head, and that's it. Going through a lot of bullshit with my children at the time. And I'm good now, man. I'm good. Trying to do something positive. I would love to have my own show or something. I'm a budding comedian. I love comedy. I believe like I'm funny. And that's it, Jack. Stuff like that. Nobody has to ask my old doodle brown question. Ask me a question. Ask them. Give me something to do. Get your act on a motherfucker. Watch Deadliest Catch. I don't know. It's just not getting, this is the second show. It was all right. Got a green horn on. That kind of, it was interesting when I get that and all that. You know, that kind of shit eats that pus and shit. All that kind of stuff grosses me out. Like when you see cuts or somebody busting big ass this and shit like that. It grosses me the fuck out, but I can't stop watching. Does that make sense? Who knows? It's my personal madness. Like, I can be on YouTube. I haven't done it in a while. And I'll look up big ass, nasty ass, look like big ass this. I don't know what you call them things. Sis or something. And they just frozen and pus just keep coming out and out and out. And you talking about somebody in here gurgitating and throwing up and getting nasty. It's me. But I can't stop watching it. So, I can't stop watching. Well, let's go. I talked a lot. If you're a fan, now you know. Let's talk about some boxing. Let's get back into a boy, Floyd, Joy Mayweather. And maybe not. I got question and answer on here. Ain't nobody doing it. I'm trying to get out this motherfucker. Let's move on. The moment. Everybody and their mama think Floyd has fucked book. And I honestly believe he will retire undefeated at 49-0. I do not recommend them to try to break Rocky Marciano's record, even though he was a heavyweight. But still, everybody act like it's some kind of jinx. He don't need to. He can, like he said, he can retire right now. He's fine. But Madonna, he truly, truly believes in heart to heart that he is going to beat Floyd. I mean, his Argentinian people are gone. You see how the rival, them motherfuckers are going crazy. All because he wow. Adrian Broner ain't he wanted, he was still HBO. You know what I'm saying? He wasn't like he was Muhammad Ali. That's why I don't understand. It wasn't like he was Muhammad Ali and these people going crazy. But I guess just because he resembled, he's black, they don't leave that out, he's black, and they compare him to Floyd style, which all he like Floyd. Because if he did the shoulder roll like Floyd, he never would have kept getting hit by them damn overhand rights. You know what I'm saying? If he would move instead of trying to down like he was King Tut or King Kong, that strong motherfucker just overpowered him. You know what I'm saying? And it's cool. But anyway, the moment, oh man, I wish I had a ticket. I ain't gonna lie. I would love to see that in person. I would love to see that person. I really believe, and I'm gonna put it out there, my prediction, I'm gonna say it, and you heard it first, baby. Floyd Joy Mayweather Jr. is gonna knock his ass out. I don't know if it's gonna be a body shot. I don't know if it's gonna be TKO. But he gonna stop that motherfucker for the fight zone. I promise. I promise. I swear. This fight is not going the distance. No, it's not. I don't believe it. I believe Floyd is smart enough to counter that overhand right. Yeah, he might be strong in his left hand, but he really ain't looking to knock him out with his jab or his hook, his left hook. You know what I'm saying? He is really looking to lay that motherfucker right on. And he's going to be coming at Floyd, reckless, wild, after some time of chasing him for what? By the fourth, fifth round, he's going to be just coming at him like a bull. Like a crazed animal. You know what I'm saying? And Floyd, he can do what a lot of boxers can't do. He got that patience, man. That it's like when you go, you can see him going to a zone. Cause I've done it before in the ring. When I be sparring and shit. You just go into a motherfucking zone, man. You can look, that motherfucker look at the wrong way. He got very good reflex. He flipped this way, flipped that way. The motherfucker chest. How you can tell a man about the punch? His chest moves. Soon as you see something move up, a punch is coming. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, there's tricks to the game, man. A lot of people don't even know. There's tricks to the game. And y'all wanna, how he get away from all these punches? They be like, how he do that? He be in the pocket. He be in the zone. You know what I'm saying? He reading this motherfucker's eyes. He's reading everything about him. He move because he reading you too. Cause I've done it before. I be in the pocket. And I know I wanna hit this motherfucker with my right or my left. I'll turn my eyes the other way. And he looking dead in my eyes. He ain't looking at my hand. You know what I'm saying? You only got two eyes. He ain't got four. You know what I'm saying? Turn my eyes that way. That's just enough time for me to get off my shot. Hit him in the nose, over right hand, overhand right, whatever. You know what I'm saying? He can read. He's very good. He do a lot of things. These cats ain't doing no more. He knows how to catch and shoot. I don't see nobody do that inside school. I really ain't seen no boxers. They just go on there and throw him punches, I think. Boy, no, he'll come in there, he'll bump him, he'll back off. He'll bump him again just to see what he's going to do, his reaction. He'll bump him again. Now, if the guy throw a punch at him, he's going to react to it. That's why he called it bump and shoot, or, you know, catch and shoot. Or he'll catch it and he'll throw it, a hook or something. You know what I'm saying? Or he'll come in and he hit that motherfucker and he'll bump him. He'll step out. He'll get this guy. Your guy will get used to him coming in and bumping him and ain't nothing happening. Then he'll do it when he least expects it and he'll throw some off. Throw some body shots off. That's how motherfuckers get caught up, man. Ain't nobody doing that. Ain't nobody doing that. I ain't seen nobody. I think after Floyd retires, I ain't gonna say boxing is dead. I ain't gonna say it like that, but it's gonna be a lot of boring fights. A lot of boring fights. So like I said, I got Floyd beating this guy in the later round. I don't know what round. This one of my motherfuckers killed me and they predict exact round. Muhammad Ali, he knew he was knocking the fuck out. He knew he was stepping up to the, you know, stepping up to the next level to get him out of there. Now, ain't nobody know what round it is, but I believe it's going to be a stoppage because this guy's going to get caught. He's going to walk into something. He's going to walk into something. There's no way. This guy can't, he doesn't take a step back. He's like a bull. He just keep coming and charging with them wild ass shots. They're way wide enough for Floyd to get off on him, you know, and get out of there. Get some off and get the fuck out. Get some out, boom, pull back, come back, hit him over that jack. I promise you, I'm slick. After a while, what I noticed when I used to spar motherfuckers, they get frustrated. They get mad because you hit, I mean, I sparred this girl when I was in Florida at an Orlando boxing amateur sportsman downtown gym. I don't know, it was closed when I left. And my coach, Figueroa, he got pictures of me in shape all the time when I met Casamayor and all them guys. Anyway, yeah, man, I was just, she came at me, 'cause this first time I really sparred a girl, because I'm used to sparring guys. So it was different for me to spar a girl because I kind of felt sorry for him, because I felt like I had a little bit more, you know, a little bit more skill, a little bit more power than him. So this guy was like, oh, because I asked my girl, her boyfriend the day, I was trying to knock this all back. I was hitting him with everything but the kitchen sink. You hear me? This motherfucker was going out of nowhere. I don't understand. He kept telling me, she's trying to knock me out. And I'm like, hell yeah, I'm a chick. You a dude. Do what you got to do. That's why when I used to spar guys, I tell them straight up. They be like, what am I going to do, coach? I tell them, you're fucking coach. Do what you got to do. Do what you got to do. I've been uppercutted by men. I used to spar. I mean, we used to go at it. Upcutting everything and do shit. I walk right through it. But anyway, I was sparring this girl. And she was a lefty. And all I needed was one tool. It was my right. Because she kept coming in, rushing in. I just stepped to the side and hit it with the right. Bow! I got time in the ring to think. Because you got time when you're gifted and you're good, you're smart. You're able to think. You know what I'm saying? Scary shit. Of course everybody's nervous. That goes away. Once that shit's over, you in a fight and you know you're in a fight, boom, it's on. So anyway, I was on the ropes. I said, I'm gonna try the Muhammad Ali rope-a-dope. And I hear in my ear, oh, she's tired. Get that motherfucker. Get her. I swear to God, I'm gonna kill this bitch. Boom, here. The right pull back, and that's all I can. I was like, oh man, this was cool. The only reason why I got off the rope because of goddamn coat. I wanted to hit his ass in the motherfucking mouth, but he would talk shit. He was mad because how I went off on old boy, but I wasn't doing it to old girl. I was just chilling. I was just, you know, seeing what she got. You know, I wasn't trying to knock the bitch out. I knew I could because I was throwing light punches initially, but then by the third round, I started, you know, backing her ass up. I was like, you know, this bitch must think I'm scared because her coach done pissed me off. So now I'm going to put some heat on her ass, and I started hitting her ass a little bit harder. That motherfucker was fake with red. It's like her whole body, it's like all the fight in her, it just disappeared. And I saw it. Fuck my head up. I ain't going to lie. I thought that was the coolest thing I ever saw. I was like, ah. Now, if I wanted to, I could have knocked this hoe out right now. I let her off the hook. I've been jumping rope. I went jump rope. Yes, I've been jump rope every day. Lost 6 pounds this week. So I can do my comedy, but I love boxing. And I swear, I'm gonna have to get a fight. Cause like yesterday, I was sitting on the bench, minding my business, enjoying the beautiful weather. Cause you know this is Indiana. We got tough weather. And this cat goes up to me because he knows how much I love boxing. I'm into it. And he's like, Dee Dee, I just saw the trailer to the fight. He said, that Madonna dude, man, he look bad, man. He got a lot of power. He about to knock Floyd out. He ain't gonna do it. What do you think is gonna happen? So I got to tell this cat about, I mean, you don't even sell so much to a casual fan, especially they ain't never been in the ring, right? So I was like, man, Floyd just too experienced, Jack, man. He just too experienced, too smart, too fast, too slick, too everything. This guy only got a punch. He got one punch and the power. And that's it. He ain't got nothing else. He don't move his head. His offense is his defense. I started breaking shit down a light bulb went off in his head. And then I started showing him some moves, you know what I'm saying, with how to counteract the overhand right and shit, man. And the boy was fighting so well. Who's fighting on that card? That card is stacked. Adrian Broner against Carlos Molina. I do believe he will stop him. I do believe he wants to prove to everybody that he's not, you know, he's not damaged goods. He took a loss. So what? It happened. You know, that's what pissed me off in all the interviews. All they talked about was him and Madonna. Like, damn, he about to fight some other cat. Damn, get over it. They're like, they ain't never seen nobody get their ass beat. But, like I said, has something to do with Floyd. That's the closest everyone ever see Floyd impersonator, I guess, get their ass whooped. So I guess that's what they suck on. I don't know. So, I ain't really seen a whole lot of that. I guess he's still earning his career. I haven't seen a whole lot. I can't really say what he's going to do, if he's going to do it. I really ain't really following. But Amir Khan versus Luis Cazalo. I'm sorry, I know I'm saying the man's name wrong. I have no idea how to say it. But I do believe Luis is going to knock Amir out. Amir is stepping up. Standing up another weight class. He going to do what he do, box. He going to box a little bit. He going to start running. I see Luis catching his ass on the ropes in a corner somewhere and knocking him the fuck out. That chin of his is just... Hell, a good gust of wind come by and knock his ass out. That's what it seemed like. He's like, I'm a woman. I've been hit straight on my man, man. We wasn't saying, it wasn't no fake shit. He wasn't pulling his punches, goddammit. I felt that shit. Y'all come up, sparring ain't real bullshit. I almost had my motherfucking head knocked off a couple goddamn times. I know what the fuck it feel like. And I got a goddamn chin. So this man not to have a chin. Not only it must be in his heart and his mind, too. He must be, it's something. Because I just walked right through that shit. I just shook it off. Kept it moving, baby. Come on. Put him up. who else is his name on the fight of my car? Yeah, I don't see Madonna. I don't see Madonna dude. I'm not going to say he's not going to put his hands on Floyd. You know, Floyd is hittable. Canelo was putting, you know, touching him. And everybody's all thought, oh, when he fought Carl. When he fought Cole, that's when he was fighting like once a year. I think he did pretty good for a motherfucker fighting once a year. And Cole don't fight a champion like that, fight regular. Floyd, I knew it. I said he rusty. And when he got out of jail and he fought Guerrero, he was rusty. Now he was sharp. He was a little sharp. Now he's super sharp. He fighting regular. He's super duper sharp. My Donna in trouble. So I'm telling you, all you betting motherfuckers out there, that go take them bets. My Mayweather gonna win. If it's unanimous decision, or do not bet on my Donna. He got way too much fear. Yeah, I know. He has a puncher's chance. But that's fucking it. It has to land. What's the old saying they say? You can't punch what you can't see. And that's Floyd, man. He gonna be in the ghost in that moment. You don't think his damn sense is gonna be extra heightened? That man's sense is gonna be extra, extra high. You thought his shit was heightened when he fought Canelo? No. Madonna finna take my boy to a whole nother level. We gonna see some shit out of Floyd we ain't seen. You see how when he fought Canelo, he was stepping to Canelo, he was going toe-to-toe, then he'll back off and show him another look. I'm not saying he finna go toe-to-toe all night with this man, but I think we're gonna see a lot more action. We're gonna see a lot more tools. You don't really see a whole lot of tools from Floyd. You know what I'm saying? He'll throw that right, he'll parry that jab, bust you with that right, slip. Dab, jerk, he, you know what I'm saying? He out of there. I think we're going to see a lot more. I saw him do an uppercut. Yeah, I saw him do an uppercut. He did uppercut Canelo. Excited. Shane Mosley called him off guard. Everybody knows he normally through the first and second round, especially the first round, boy is just trying to figure you out a little bit. You know what I'm saying? You get your little, you got your nerves and shit going on. But see, ain't nobody used to somebody coming out like Madonna did. But ain't nobody when he did, when he fought Adrian Broden. I ain't seen that. That would been some shit I would have did. But I ain't really seen nobody just come out after throwing a couple fake punches to the body or to the head and just come out and just mauled. He just mauled and mugged him. You know what I'm saying? He mugged him. But he did get his shit together. And for some reason, they don't see that part. Like third round, he was getting his shit together. And then he got dropped again. Hey, for some reason, people don't see that. They see what they want to see. A lot of times, I turn my motherfucking TV off. Just like Floyd said, turn it down and watch the fight for yourself. Score the fight for yourself. It works. Because a lot of this shit in them damn commentators be on there. Whoo, he did. Who he is? Bullshit, man. I feel some bullshit, though. Yeah, man, that's going to be a good fight. Man, I would love to go see that shit. Only fight I ever seen, professional fight that I ever seen in person. Was up here in Indiana. It was Bernard Hopkins. I was going to have to walk versus Sid Vanderpool. Woo-wee! You talking about a motherfucker going crazy. I enjoyed it. I truly enjoyed it. Oh, I gotta go see Floyd before he retired, though, man. That man got like 3 fights left. I've been watching this guy since 1996. 3 fights left. So, if you're placing your bet on Floyd Joy Mayweather, I pay big money on him. Because I would bet $1,000 a knockout. I don't know what round, but he gonna knock this motherfucker out in the later round. Either the 10th, 11th, or the 12th. Watch. And watch Alex Ariza cheating ass. Because when Madonna starts huffing and puffing, knock him out because he's going to be missing all them damn power shots. Alex is going to be in that goddamn corner administrating something to keep him, his lungs filled out. You know what I'm saying? To keep him awake. To keep him here. You know what I'm saying? To keep him from getting so goddamn tired he ready to pass out from fatigue. He's going to bring him back. He did it with AB. I'm pretty sure he's been doing it for years. Watch that cheap motherfucker. I don't trust him. I don't trust him, goddamn it. But ever since he left motherfucking Manny Pacquiao camp, Manny Pacquiao been... He ain't been looking all pop. He ain't been knocking motherfuckers out like he used to. He was knocking motherfuckers out. What's the last... Cheat code. Let's move on. There's some other fights coming up. Juan Manuel Marquez and Mike Alvarado. I got to watch. I watched him when he fought wrestling. Panukas. I can't say his name. I'm sorry, but you know what I'm talking about. He fought wrestling, and I just don't see him beating Juan Manuel Marquez. I don't see it. I don't think he's gonna. I don't think. Well, I don't know why I'm gonna knock him out, but I don't see him beating Juan. I thought I'm going for Juan in that fight. Who else? Bermain Stiverne versus Chris Ariola. I'm going to say it again. I believe Beware will knock Chris ass out. And he's champion, heavyweight champion. I truly believe it. And he's going to have to fight his mandatory, which is Deontay Wilder. Now that's a toss-up. I don't know what's going to happen. You hate Deontay Wilder. No, I don't hate the young man. I don't know him. But I'm the truth. He ain't fought the heavyweight champion. Knock him out like you've been knocking everybody the fuck out, else out. And you know what I'm saying? You got my motherfucking nigga. That's all I'm saying. Shit. Fight somebody that's worth fighting out there. You fighting on these fucking bums, man. Stop fighting these goddamn cab drivers, motherfuckers. Step up and fight somebody. A real heavyweight. Fight fucking Shannon Briggs. Shit, fight somebody. Fight Tyson Fury. God damn it. Somebody. You know what I'm saying? Derek Chisora. Dale boy. Oh, man. That's all I'm saying. Shit. Yeah, he knocking motherfuckers out. It looks pretty. It looks too pretty. It looks too easy. Even some goddamn somebody gonna fight him back. Then we can see what he's about. Because I promise you, he's not going to be, when he starts stepping up in the top 10, top 5 contender, he ain't going to be knocking motherfuckers out like that. He ain't gonna be knocking motherfuckers. If he do, goddamn it, prove me wrong. Prove me wrong that I will be your number motherfucking fan. Shit. Oh, Keith Thurman. That'll be a great fight to watch. I see Floyd fighting him. I don't see why he wouldn't. The cat young, he's undefeated. He's knocking all these motherfuckers out. He didn't knock out, oh boy, couldn't quit on the stool. But that is on his, that's his main friend. That's what he on. He coming for it. But he will buy. But that'd be a great fight to see. Floyd got like three fights. Keith Thurman. I don't think he'll fight wrestling, but that would be a good fight to see. Why not? He keeps coming for it. He throwing fight punches from every angle. And he's a murderous puncher. Murderous. Yeah, that would be a good one. Keith Thurman, wrestling. One more fighter. Who else? He ain't gonna fight nobody up to 160. I don't see him fighting fucking Bernard Hopkins. I don't even wanna see that shit. I think Bernard's just a hater now. I got him on my page. He talking all mad shit about Floyd, you know. I mean, you all right, man. Your legacy is still, but why you want to talk shit about another brother? You know what I'm saying? Y'all in the same motherfucking field, but hey, it's all about the dollarillos. You know what I mean? I said Russell and Keith Thurman for his last three fights. Who would be the third one? Damn, I had it too. I thought Bradley, but that ain't gonna never happen because he's with Bob Arum. I thought Pacquiao, that ain't gonna never happen because he's with Bob Arum. Damn, I had the third one. Anybody have any idea? I had it in my head. I'm just gonna pick one of the young guns, man. Who's out there that's undefeated? Charlo Twins is undefeated. Demetrius Andrade, Boo Boo, he's undefeated. He got a belt. Why not Demetrius? Why not Boo Boo? Give him a shot. Why not? He young, upcoming. He's a champion. Shit. I believe he got the belt. There's another fight that's coming up. Randy Bailey got a fight. Randall Bailey's coming back. That nigga can crack. You don't. I'm watching Randall years. This nigga don't play. He will knock your ass. Sydney, Willie. Yeah, he put y'all ass to sleep. I don't even know who the cat he's fighting. I don't care. Oh, who is that? Alex LaPaya. Oh, however you say his name. If I say your name wrong, I'm sorry. The guy that just fought Vladimir Klitschko. He calling out Shannon Briggs. Hell yeah. Man, you bonafide got that fight with Klitschko. He just fought Klitschko. Crystal took him to the, what, the fifth round? If Shannon brings up this motherfucker out within five rounds, no doubt he will fight motherfucking Crystal. Why not? He's still around. He's fought everybody. And he got more heart than half these motherfuckers out here. You see how he's doing his best Humber Lang impression? I think he got that motherfucker scared. Why would Klitschko go find Alex? As big as he is, you see how short Alex was? Ain't like he was coming in with some big heavy punching, you know what I'm saying, like some Mike Tyson type punching. No, that shit looked weak. But he carried him all into the fifth round. See, Vladimir's too conservative. He need to get out that shit. Sometimes you have to open up on the motherfucker and then motherfucker give him the bin and get him out of there. Shit. You're quitting this shit. Take this motherfucker all to the 12th round. I fell asleep on the fight. It was so goddamn boring. I ain't gonna lie. He started doing that clenching and hugging and leaning on the motherfuckers. Yeah. That was a snoozer. Coming up, I put on my fucking wall and I can't think of it. But, everybody, you can reach me, my handle on Twitter. Thank you for coming. If you enjoy the show, let me know. I just want some feedback. Everybody keeps saying, just do your thing. Oh, fuck that. I want to interact. Ask me, I'm about to get about this motherfucker. I've been on here a whole hour. Now, one question. But that's okay. That's okay. Because I feel like my channel is going to grow. Eventually, I just got to be consistent. And get more shit together. Because half the time, I'm out here. This shit's off the top of my head. This is all off the top of my head. I have a couple notes. I'm getting tired of writing. I got to figure out a way to get this shit together when I have to write everything. Because I'm writing this shit in my handwriting. And I can't understand what the fuck I'm writing. I got a problem. You know, your own self. If you're gonna better fuck out all across the motherfucking board, boy. Yeah, now. But I'm gonna throw them in the mix. All knockouts. I see it. They ain't getting knocked out. They doing the knockouting. You understand what I'm saying? So if you out there in Las Vegas, place your bet. You better place it on the floor. Because if you post that shit after the fight and you got the money, I'm going on in your ass. I'm all on your ass. I'm talking about your ass and I'll kill. And I don't care. I'm on here and watch me some Wednesday. Ain't nothing on TV, so be boxing. I'm going to watch I didn't watch the Golden Boy show last night. I don't know how he did. I got to watch. He's been sparring all these young cats. And Manny Pacquiao and everybody, man. He's in everybody's camp. Floyd camp. He used to be a champion, so I know he did good. I just haven't seen him fight. So I'm going to check that out. So come back, support. I'm about to get up off of here. I've been here about an hour. My handle, YouTube, is Dudu Brown. It's up under my mama name, Wilma Broom. Wilma! My handle for Twitter is at Dudu Brown. Get the theme here. Everything's Dudu B, but Dudu don't mean shit. D-U-D-U-B-R-W-N. Check me out on Twitter, man. I'm on there. I've been on there for years, but I'm just now getting the hang of it. I'm just now getting get the learning and get some more. I got MySpace. Ain't nobody on that shit. I got my own thing. I don't have Instagram. Think of it. I'm on there. Other Dudu Browns out there, but I am the one and only. I am the real deal. I will give it to you raw and uncut. Just like you like it. All right? So stick with me. Our show is about, it's got to get better. More and more I keep doing it. This is my fifth show. Thank you for checking me out, man. And comment. Give me some feedback. If you like boxing, go on my boxing page. It's Barbie Boxing Forum on Facebook. I love to chop it up with you. Dudu Brown Show. Dudu Brown. Dudu Brown.
Go buy a shirt. I'm on warden.ca.
Go buy a t-shirt. D-U-D-U-B-R-W-N. I do not have an IG account as of right now, but I will be getting one in here pretty soon. So come back, check me out, and I'll laugh at you guys later. Bye-bye. Bye.